Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my. Hot rockin', how does my garden grow pie? Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. And for today's edible episode, I will be combining the principles of Albert Einstein, Irwin M. Fletcher, Charlton Heston, and Sir Mix-a-Lot to discuss how my garden grows, and it's gonna be awesome, baby! So pass the beer nuts, Hillary Norman Peterson, and let's get right into today's tasty episode. Now, it only took the last 120 years for the planet's global food supply to be perfectly positioned for impending global starvation. So, congratulations, but what did we expect? We ushered in chemical and industrial farming as soon as we possibly could, and why not? I mean, oh my God, Becky, look at that apple. It's so big. I like big apples and I cannot lie. Yeah, but Sir Mix-a-Lot, apple growers can't even identify those big apples as apples because they lack everything, especially electrical energy. So I'd say it's about time for a new era in agriculture. It's about time to usher in a modern-day farmer, someone who is not only a master gardener, but someone who is also a master electrician. Every aspect of food, from how it's grown to how it's ultimately consumed, comes down to one element, and that element is electrical energy. So it's time for the dawn of electrical farming. It's time for the dawn of the edible electrician. Electrical farming, or the farming of edible electricity, is farming that was inspired by Nikola Tesla and farming made possible by Albert Einstein. And it is the best chance we have to ensure super healthy, cost-effective agriculture will be around for the next generation. So now, to discuss the dawn of the edible electrician, we must first go back in time, Marty, to the year 1905 McFly, when Albert Einstein introduced the planet to a new scientific theory regarding the relationship between space and time. And it would forever alter the way the planet views everything, especially agriculture. Albert Einstein's theory of special relativity established energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, or E equals MC squared. So, holy E equals MC squared, Batman. Now, what made Albert Einstein's theory of special relativity so mind-blowing was that it explained that mass and energy are interchangeable because mass and energy are the same physical entity. Huh? What? Yep. Mass and energy are simply different forms of the same thing, no different than Bruce Wayne and Batman are different forms of the same thing. So, holy Bruce Wayne, Batman. But before I move on, I just have to make certain that we all understand that mass and energy are the same physical entity. It's that simple. Are we clear? Yes, sir. Are we clear, Crystal? Now, here is precisely how Einstein's theory of special relativity applies to farming and applies to agriculture. Because edible plant life and the proverbial fruits that edible plant life produce are what Albert Einstein would call the mass. So now we've established the mass part of the E equals MC squared equation. So all we have to do now is find the energy. And once we find the energy, we can begin to farm. Now, to be crystal clear here, in order to produce the edible plant life or the mass, an initial amount of electrical energy must be present. And it must be present in the soil so that edible plant life may actually evolve from a seed and acquire its so-called superpowers by becoming photosynthetic. And this isn't grammar school. So you don't advance simply because you say present when someone calls your name. No, the amount of electrical energy needed to produce mass, in this case, in the form of edible plant life production, varies somewhere between 200 and 800 ergs. So, Scotty, we need more power. Aye, Captain, I'm giving her all she's got. But, Scotty, sometimes giving her all she's got is just not enough for your garden to grow, because the electrical energy in the soil is the most important part of farming. If the electrical energy in the soil ever falls below 200 ergs, and let's say for an extended period of time, well, it's so long, farewell, alvida, send goodbye, meaning those plants will no longer ever produce mass. They will never grow again. And decomposition will be their fate. And that is not good news, because nothing is worse than death. Only two things matter when we are talking about farming. When we're discussing the farming of potential edible plant life, only electrical energy and the soil are all that matter. And if you don't have enough electrical energy surging through your soil, don't bother, because plants do not grow from nutrients. Plants grow from the electrical energy provided by those nutrients. Are you sure? Of course I'm sure. What do you need? A refresher course? So let's talk numbers, shall we? 95% of our food is globally produced in soil. Now, only 7.5% of the Earth's soil surface provides the proper agricultural soil on which we depend for the world's food supply to be grown. And out of that 7.5%, of the Earth's soil surface that is actually suitable for agriculture? Well, 65% of that soil has been recently deemed extremely unhealthy, very, very, very sick, barely breathing. Its pulse has dropped to almost nothing. Why 65% of the planet's suitable farming soil is tapped? It's out of electrical energy. And Scotty, we need more Power. Aye, Captain. You need more power. And if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a wagon. Scotty, are you drunk?
A wee bit, Captain. A wee bit.
We are rapidly running out of suitable soil for agriculture because we are rapidly running out of electrical energy in the soil. And the edible irony is, healthy soils are the foundation of our global food system. Super healthy, electric soil is the foundation and basis for agriculture. And super healthy, electric soil is the median in which 95% of the global food supply should grow. Super healthy electric soils produce super healthy electric crops that nourish both people and animals.
Noah.
Who is that?
It's the Lord.
Right. And I'm Jesus Christ.
No, that's my son.
Now, when we have, as our growing median, super healthy electric soil, and all of that electrical energy encounters a newly planted seed, well, it changes the course of that newly planted seed forever. And in a great and super tasty way, electrical energy is the elixir of edible plant life. Without electricity surging through the soil, there would be no photosynthesis. Without electrical energy surging through the soil, there would be no phytonutrients. Without electrical energy surging through the soil, there would be no phytochemicals. And without electrical energy surging through the soil, there would be no antioxidants. Without electrical energy surging through the soil, there would be no more edible plant life to consume. Heck, there would barely be human life. And the few humans that were hanging on, well, they'd all be consuming Soylent Green. Well, that sounds biblical. I hear it's tasty. I hear it's plant-based. Oh, really? It's not. It's people. Soylent Green is people. So, now, before any of us start our gardens, before any of us put a seed in the soil, we must first determine how much electrical energy that soil has. And to do that, we can test the electrical conductivity of the soil, and we must. Once we have established that the soil is electrically conductive and that that soil contains the necessary amount of electrical energy to produce new edible plant life, well, then it's game on. Wait. Car. Okay, game on. So, for those of us keeping score, if you're going to start a garden and you're going to grow your own fruits, vegetables, herbs, and edible flowers, well then, first you must determine the energy part of the equation in Einstein's theory of special relativity. And once you do, once you establish how electrically conductive the soil is, and once you determine that the soil is electrically conductive enough to support new plant life, well then you know precisely what the yield of edible plant production will be. Anyone ever try to grow their own edible fruits and vegetables and just fail miserably over and over. And you say to yourself, self, I kill everything. I am definitely not a farmer. I definitely don't have a green thumb, so I guess I'll be going back to beauty school. I sure have, Don. I said that to myself last week. Well, it's not that you don't have a green thumb. And it's not that you are not worthy of farming, because you are. It's just that you forgot to pay the electric company. And now your garden is out of power. Your soil lacks the electrical energy it needs to produce new edible plant life. It's that simple. Your soil that lacks electricity may as well be the sands of the Sahara Desert, because nothing will ever grow there. Come here, come here, come over here. Get down on one knee with me and look at what you are calling suitable farming soil. You see this? Look at this. This is sand. Nothing will ever grow. Beauty school dropout. No graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout. Missed your midterms, flunk shampoo. Ooh, ooh. You know something, Moana? Mother Nature is quite forgiving. So there is a way to repair lifeless damaged soil and re-energize, re-electricize that soil with new, vibrant electrical energy and a plenty. But you're not an electrician, and you're obviously not a master farmer. So who are you going to call, Don? Well, it ain't Ghostbusters. You need to call in a farmer, and a farmer on the next level. Someone that is both a master farmer and a master electrician. You need an edible electrician like my friend, Goyo, the world's first edible electrician. So what is an edible electrician? Well, I'll tell you. Right after a short word from our sponsor. And now, a word from our sponsor, J.O. Organics in Escondido, California. Guys, if you have not been to Los Angeles, Orange County, or San Diego, California, and you have not been to J.O. Organics, the best farm, then you have made a mistake, because Goyo is the world's first farmer that became an edible electrician. The man is a master, and he is known worldwide as the watermelon whisperer. So folks, do yourself a favor. Get yourself on the website to JO Organics. Get yourself to farmer markets wherever you can, wherever J Organics is, and order as many boxes of edible electricity as you can get. 1, 2, 3 boxes a week, not enough. 4, 5, 6 sounds right to me. It's J Organics in Escondido, California. Ooh, ooh. And we're back. So now, guys, let me explain to you exactly what Goyo does as an edible electrician. Because the responsibility of an edible electrician is very, very heightened. He's responsible for the installation of all new electrified fruits, electrified vegetables, electrified herbs, and electrified edible flowers. And as an edible electrician, Goyo is also responsible for the maintenance and repair of all existing electrical crops. And on the eighth day, he rests, so let us all say, harumph. Hey, I didn't get a harumph out of that guy. Give the edible electrician harumph. Harumph. Edible electricity Is this generation's new food edible electricity? Is it? And edible electricians are this generation's new farmer. Let me put it to you like this. In order for a seed to germinate, an electrical energy requirement must be satisfied. In order for those newly sprouted plants to grow, an electrical energy requirement must be satisfied. In order for plants to reproduce, an electrical energy requirement must be satisfied. And in order for plants to be harvested, an electrical energy requirement must be satisfied, which is why right now the world needs more Goyos and fast. Edible plant life must feed on a steady stream of electrical energy. It is the only way that edible plant life can arrive, survive, and thrive. Am I right, Clyde? Right you are. And with enough electrical energy flowing through the soil, your new plant life will soon be dishing, swishing, and enriching. So that is it. That's a wrap on How My Garden Grows. But stay tuned for the next edible episode, 'cause it's gonna be awesome, baby! My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans, out there in North Carolina, go Hurricanes! And an enormous edible shout out to Burt Ward, the best Robin ever. And Burt, you know you have an outstanding invitation to be a guest on Edible Honesty, so we can finally discuss food fit for a superhero. And I've been getting all your emails and your comments, and thank you. And don't stop writing me at info@ediblehonesty.com. And don't forget to give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast and Podchaser. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet, but History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Martha Stewart, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty, same edible time, same edible station.